It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Hanging out with you, getting ready for your 4th of July weekend coming up here. The parties start early, of course, on these types of weekends, and we hope you're having a good time. If you miss any part of the show, you can always download it. The podcast exists. Just go to KSLSports.com, click on the podcast button, and you'll find us right there. They made us wear a lot of makeup for those pictures. Well, me. I was wearing a lot of makeup for those pictures. It's fine.
Do we look pretty?
No, yeah. I mean, I have not a blemish on me. They made me put makeup over my beard.
Oh, that's right. We did have makeup for that. I remember that, yes.
We're sweating through the makeup. Yeah. He's got all these lights on us. It's fine. Here's the deal. College football, you know, we talked about how COVID-19, the pandemic, has really precipitated a lot of change that we probably wouldn't have seen, and we're going to see more.
Right.
And schedules are going to have to be shifted around. We don't know what the college football landscape is going to look like in terms of actual play this year. One of the things that causes issues is all the travel. If those end up being, and a team like BYU, who has gone out far, you know, out to the East Coast quite often over the last few years, and a team like Utah
that has UMass trip every year.
Oh boy, it's nice. Head on out. Hey, remember that East Carolina game? Pretty fun over there in Greenville, North Carolina. Those trips are going to end up being looked at as easily on the chopping block. You can't take those trips now in the middle of a pandemic. Or if you're looking at how to make this work regionally, there is Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated put together a whole like kind of new landscape of college football. And it's 12 10-team conferences. And you're going to love this, Scott, because it's the Utes and Cougars are back in the same conference again. Are you ready for this? So I'm going to roll out some of these different conferences that he's put together. And the whole idea is everybody just stays in their region. You stay right here close, and you can hang out and play each other. I'll skip all the East and everything because I don't want any of those. But I will start in the Sun Belt Conference, which is where Alabama now finds itself, which I think is fun.
That's what you like about this.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn.
What is it, all the teams that start with A?
Yeah, La Tech. Let me see here. LSU, Memphis, Ole Miss, Tulane, Southern Miss, Mississippi State. And I think this wolf is Arkansas State. Either way, that's your new Sun Belt. But the idea is just keeping them all together.
Right.
Let's go to the Rocky Mountain region.
The Rocky Mountain region.
Which is where Utes and Cougars find themselves. And this is actually, I actually love this conference. Not just because BYU would finally be in a conference. Air Force, Arizona, Arizona State. Boise State, BYU, Colorado. Colorado State, New Mexico State, UNLV. Utah, Utah State, Wyoming.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting, right? So the idea was you had to spread around Power 5 programs, too. So they spread around these Power 5 programs. So you still have your Arizona
State. That's a fun.
You've added Boise State to a conference that would actually be, I think, a little bit more effective in, I think, you know. And while Wyoming and New Mexico State and UNLV might not necessarily be that attractive to you.
You got to have the bottom tier, though, of
there's always going to be some, yeah. So here's the new Pac-12. Cal, Fresno State, Hawaii. Great start.
Wow.
Still going strong with Nevada, the Wolfpack. They got in. Now, here we go. Oregon, Oregon State, Stanford, San Diego State, UCLA, USC, Washington, Washington State. So that's a true pack, like a true Pacific.
That's the, right. That's the old Pac-6.
Yeah.
Washington, Washington State, Oregon, Oregon, Oregon State, USC,
right.
UCLA.
So you've got this real, this actual, like in the Pacific.
Hawaii and Nevada,
Hawaii
though?
Hawaii and Nevada. Yeah. That's tough. Well, and the other thing is, if you're Hawaii and you're playing football, there's going to have to be some extended learning. You're just going to have to live in California. Like
for the
Hawaii,
season.
Yes. Hawaii yeah. would have to stay somewhere in the Pacific.
You can just go into Oakland. Oakland Alameda County Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They could. Yeah.
It's not being used right now.
Yeah.
The Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that this is one of those things that it sounds fun to realign these things, but like.
How do you travel in a situation like this?
Do you get on buses and travel, or do you still get on an airplane?
I mean,
when they say we want to stay regional, we want to stay close, we don't want to take these long trips, and then you go, okay, so at some point BYU is going to have to play down in Las Vegas at UNLV, or Colorado is going to have to go to Tucson, you know, and play Arizona. So what do? They take these long buses?
You'd probably drive to Las Vegas if you're Utah and BYU.
Utah and BYU, that makes sense. But Arizona to Boulder.
Arizona to Boise.
Arizona to Boise. I mean,
that's a long trip.
These are long stretches. And I don't think that and I get the whole – I don't know if he was just suggesting this as a possible temporary move. But to me, if anything good comes out of this for anybody, independence can't survive in a pandemic. I'm not saying that as a like your football program will just shrivel up and die, BYU and Notre Dame. What I'm saying is that your scheduling options are going to be nil. And the idea of trying to find a conference now and for college football to say, hey, look, this is a good time maybe that Notre Dame actually full on joins the ACC. This is a good time that BYU finds a place either in the Mountain West or in some weird version of what
the Big Ten look like. Because you'd have Michigan,
that's a great question.
Michigan State, Ohio State,
yes,
Illinois.
You could have Notre Dame in there. You still have to. Yes,
that's Indiana, Iowa.
Well, let me see. I'm sure they put Notre Dame somewhere in all.
Iowa,
these,
maybe in like the Midwest somewhere.
Oh,
Minnesota. Where does Minnesota?
Oh, hold on a minute. Notre Dame is put in the Mid American. In this. So here's the Mid American. The Illinois, Kentucky, yeah. Louisville, Marshall, Middle Tennessee, Northern Illinois, Northwestern, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Western Kentucky, and West Virginia. They did not get a good draw on that, on that conference. Now, the Big Ten, you're talking about like Ohio State and Michigan. They have to be in the same one, right?
Right.
But now they're sharing with Indiana, Michigan State, Purdue, Toledo, Ohio, Miami, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ball State, and Akron.
Ooh.
Oh, don't forget Kent. Sorry, I forgot Kent State. So I'm trying to think in this
that's
alignment.
Very regional.
It's all regional. It's all 100% based on just like, I don't know if it's just because they want to make sure they can find a bus route for all these guys to be on. But and this will never happen. The amount of stuff that would get blown up, the contracts that would have to be blown up, all the stuff. But by the way, the only one that still has
But why not just do it?
Because
why not for let's just say a year?
Because a bunch of rich old dudes just sitting there going, I'm not pulling the trigger on this.
Here what we're gonna do. We're going to put everything on hold. Keep all schedules in the future, we're just moving them out a year. It's like this year doesn't even exist. And then just throw everything into this year and just make it a little different and just say, hey, let's just do it for 1 year. It doesn't matter. In fact, it would be more interesting for people to watch it like
this. Kind of a wild schedule.
Yeah. Just
imagine BYU playing Boise State, Utah the next week playing Boise State. You know, and while the Pac-12 schedule is exciting for Utah, to keep it a regional thing, you're playing still a good chunk of the Pac-12 South. Well, you've still got Utah,
you just don't have Arizona State.
You don't have the USC game.
No, or UCLA.
But the UCLA game's garbage. It's just a free win every year. You still play your rival, Colorado.
Yes, you get that. But you also get all the schools in the state of Utah. You get Utah State and you get BYU.
That's what everybody's been clamoring for.
And that's an exciting. And Boise kind of comes into the equation, which is a good school.
Arizona
State's a good team. They're a good program.
Yeah. Arizona State, Boise State. Okay, so here's the rank. If you were to rank this, all these teams, Utah would be top of the class. I think Boise State would be right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going Arizona State. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of these.
Arizona State might give Boise a run for their money.
Right. So there's your top three right there. Then I'm going to go BYU, Colorado, Air Force, Colorado State. Oh, but I took a Utah State. No, Utah State's right below. I think would be right below Colorado.
Know. Yeah.
UNLV and New Mexico and it's not New Mexico State. It's New Mexico and Wyoming. Ah, yeah. So it's basically the Mountain West with Arizona and Arizona State added, minus your Fresnos and your Hawaiis. San Diego State. And to me, that's fine. That's exactly how I'd want it. So if we're going to reimagine things and just kind of go with something new and different, I like these. I mean, none of these are bad football games. And if you're talking about a temporary fix, just do it. Just keep everybody right here. And you know what? Keep a bunch of teams in a place for a couple of weeks at a time, or 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Have them play Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedules.
And make sure in an area people get to see the game on TV. They got to view every single game in this alignment.
All right, stay with us. We've got more to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. When we return, Jordan Love being compared by Brett Favre to Taysom Hill, or at least they're saying that he could maybe be used in that Taysom Hill role at Green Bay. Scott's got other ideas, though. Stay with us. He's skeptical. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.